Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, VGN crowd, to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. My name is Rodney, and I'm joined today by the mean and lean brick shithouse Mark.
Hey, how's it going, VGN fans?
Today we're going to talk about Far Cry 5, along with our experience at Video Games Live last night in Vancouver at the Orpheum Theater. All this and more coming up right now. Alright, for those of you who don't know, we have two little contests happening right now. The first one's really easy. Share a Facebook page, retweet a post, share a YouTube video, share basically anything of ours with the hashtag VGNLoot, and you can win some prizes from us here on VGN. Second one is an art contest that can land you in a future top 10 video. All the details are on our website at videogamesnow.ca. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast and videos to catch all future content we're putting out. If you tuned into our Instagram yesterday, you would have seen some things from Video Games Live. And Mark, myself, and Will all attended the event. And Mark, what did you think of that event out there?
It was great. I didn't really know what to expect. I've never been to a symphony orchestra before, but Tommy Tallarico and Jason Page, the original singer of Pokemon, were out and Tommy killed it. Like, they fused symphony, rock and roll, video games. Didn't think it could be done.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. They did a bunch of games. They obviously did the main series stuff like Mario, Zelda, and they finished with Pokemon, which is awesome. But they did Kingdom Hearts, and they did Chrono Cross and all those kind of games. So what did you think of that? What did you think of the whole experience?
They really started the show off with a bang, bringing out Mega Man. Mega Man was the most frustrating game back when I was younger. And it was awesome to hear the score of that. Earthworm Jim was another one that I just completely... I didn't realize this guy has worked on over... He's been doing scores for music for over 15 years.
You said 28 years.
28 years, sorry. 28 years, yeah. He's been doing the Video Games Live for 16 years.
Yeah, and he said he worked on over 380 different projects.
Yeah. What was it? Earthworm Jim was one of my favorites of the night. That was really good.
Yeah, it was all good. I mean, I really liked watching the symphony play, and they had, if for those who've never been to Video Games Live, it's a live symphony with a conductor and all that jazz, and then it's got video playback of whatever game they're playing for, and then Tommy, the lead guy, he's playing guitar for some of the guitar-y pieces that came out. It was a lot of fun, and there was lots of stuff to buy, concession. Basically, they mix a rock concert with a live symphony and highly technical video stuff, and it all syncs together. It's really, really cool.
The Kingdom Hearts was awesome. When they did that tribute to Walt Disney, I thought that was great. It was good, but I was a little disappointed they didn't show any Kingdom Hearts clips. All it was like, you know, Disney through the ages. But it was still good.
The one video we were all kind of sour about was the, I can't even remember the name of it.
It was Final Fantasy X. They were trying to do like an homage or a tribute to it, and it was just flaming hot garbage. Like, I'm sorry. It was terrible. They had Kamari did not even look like Kamari. Titus was sitting there, and they were just playing ball. Like, they were almost like playing volleyball on the beach. I know it was supposed to be blitz ball, but it did not look like anything like that.
Yeah, it was a live video of the game, and it wasn't any clips from the actual game. But it sounded fantastic, but it looked like you said, a flaming pile of garbage.
Oh no, the score was awesome. That's why I was really excited for that, because I thought they were gonna do something, you know, show like the highlights and like the parts of the game that you were like really frustrated and with the score kicking in. But when I saw that, like, the music was awesome, but the video did not go along with the music.
Yeah, I didn't buy any CDs or anything there, but I can definitely see the value of buying, because they have 5 out now, and they're releasing the 6th one shortly, or something like that.
They have a Kickstarter going for it. If you want to donate to that, you head to their website. That, I believe, goes till April 20th. But yeah, it seems like Volume 6 will be out soon.
Yeah, would you'd obviously go again if it came back to town?
I'd go again. The price point was right. It was $40, so it wasn't bad. Two and a half hours of just sitting around listening to music.
But I mean, my childhood was totally complete when Jason Page came on the stage and started singing the original theme song from Pokemon.
I didn't think they were gonna do it. I didn't think so, and I was a little disappointed. And not just one, but two. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I really liked about Jason Page was he still had the same amount of energy and all that kind of stuff that he did when he sang the original, 20 years ago now.
Yeah, 20 years ago, yeah. And then it was cool how they had the video playing in the background that pretty much took you from like Game Boy Color all the way through all the games. Pokemon Stadium, they had Pokemon, your favorite Pokemon Snap. and then a few others. That was really cool going through that and seeing all like the generation of Pokemon.
Did you actually play Pokemon Snap, or are you just bashing it because you've never played it?
I'm just bashing it. I hate Pokemon Snap.
Oh man, that seems to be a trend nowadays. It's like, oh, I hate that game because I've never played it, and I don't want to jump on the bandwagon.
Not like I've seen it being played. I just don't get the point of it. All it is you're taking pictures of Pokemon and you're on like a little ride. Like, it's kind of like Mario Paint. Like.
Okay, Mario Paint is garbage.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Pokemon. I'm a fan of the games. I just saw it as more of like a cash grab kind of thing. Oh, we need a Pokemon game. Oh, let's stick you in a trolley and you try and take pictures of all 180 Pokemon.
Mind you, they missed their window to remake that game because the Wii U was like the perfect platform to remake Pokemon Snap for.
Yeah, they did. They could have made one for the Wii U.
Or remade it or made a new one or whatever. Because I don't think they would have remade it because there was 151 back then, and now there's like 700 and whatever.
Okay, when is the open world Pokemon RPG coming out for the Switch? Is there talks about that or any, like, when are they going to give us what we want?
I suspect they're not going to say anything till E3. Like E3, I think Nintendo's going to bring the heat.
Is that in talks though?
Like, oh yeah,
open
that's
open world RPG. Like I get the Game Boy concept, but like bigger. Let's go give them their own world.
Well, I think they're bringing it to the Switch is because the Switch itself is also portable, so that they can totally move that franchise over. Because the whole idea of it being on the Game Boy was so that it's portable, right? You're traveling on your journey with your Pokemans.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's go Breath of the Wild with it and just give them an open world, gyms, a bounty, a bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah, it'd be cool. If they had an online multiplayer where it's like an online multiplayer town or even an online multiplayer region where you go in and you have to fight gyms, but the gyms are run by actual people.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be sick. Like, mix a little Pokemon Go into it, kind of. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but I don't want the Pokemon, the gyms from Pokemon Go, because those kind of sucked.
Oh, yeah, those were terrible. And then, like, they'd be gone in, like, a few minutes, too. That was always seemed to be the problem. Whenever you had the gym right by your house, it was, like, I'd take it, and I'd leave, and 10 minutes later, someone had already taken it.
Well, you'd see one lone guy, like, with a backpack on, and, like, come down the street, and then, like, look at his phone, and then stand there on his phone, and then walk away. And then you're like, goddamn guy took my shit.
Or there's one time I'm sitting in the car in a parking lot, and I'm like, battling, I just take this gym, and then someone comes and tries to battle me right after, and I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta battle this guy too. And I'm like getting out looking, and there's like two guys in cars, and I'm like, oh, did you guys just take my gym from me? It's frustrating.
Yeah, alright, why don't we start talking about Far Cry 5?
Yeah, this isn't supposed to be a Pokemon podcast.
No, but so I bought Far Cry 5 four days ago now, and I've I'm about 25% of the way through. What about you?
25%? Wow. I bought it 2 days ago, and I am about halfway through. A little less, like probably a quarter way through the Holland country.
Right, yeah, so there's, it's broken into, there's the tutorial area, like the island, and then there's
Dutch Island there.
Yeah, Dutch Island, and then it goes into the other three regions. So I'm almost done one region, and you're done, how many have you done?
I'm almost done half of the first region.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, I haven't completed one yet.
Gotcha. Okay, anyways, what were your initial thoughts on the game?
Man, as soon as you turn the game on, you just realize that the graphics are amazing. Every blade of grass, the water looks crisp. And I really like how they just throw you into the mix. Like, all right, this is, obviously there's, if for those who don't know the game, the story of the game, there's a a religious cult that's running around and using force to try and, like, take over this town. And so you being like a deputy or a rookie in some law enforcement, you go around and you're trying to take down his family before you can take down him. And so far, I've been looking for a lot of reviews for it, and I like the story. It doesn't really maybe go crazy in depth or have a lot of twists and turns in it, but for what it is, it's pretty good. I mean, what did you think? What do you think so far?
The story's really, really good. It's drawn me right in, like, from the first moment I started playing. Basically, spoiler alert for the first 5 minutes of the game, no big deal. So you get dropped off in a helicopter, and you're with the sheriff of Hope County and a U.S. Marshal, and then some other woman, I don't know who she is or what yet, but anyways, so, you get dropped off, and you have a warrant to arrest the leader of this cult, and we're going in, and there's, like, people with, like, shotguns and, like, machine guns, like, looking at me, and I'm like, okay. You go in this church, and then you're like, oh, I have a warrant for your arrest, brr. And the guy looks at you, and everyone's, like, freaking out because you're going to take him away, and the main cult guy looks at you and goes, don't worry, God will never let these demons take me away. And that just kind of infuriated me, like, that quote. And then you take him to the helicopter. The helicopter starts taking off, and then, like, all the cult followers, like, board the helicopter and, like, take your helicopter down, and you crash, and then you're laying there basically half dead, and then he looks at you and goes, see, I told you, and you're like, oh!
I'm gonna kill you!
Yeah, so that motivated me to want to kill this guy, so, and then I'm really drawn into the story. It's a really, really good story so far.
Just the fact that there's no mini-map, so you're really forced to explore the map. It's not like, oh, you're hitting your map button every 10 seconds just to try and figure out where you're going or where the next side quest is the whole game pretty much unfolds in front of you depending on where you go.
Yeah, and the combat's really good. It doesn't rely heavily on, like, auto aim assist and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like I actually have to work for the kills. I mean, there is auto aim assist in the game, but it's been...
It's very minimal.
Yeah, it's very minimal. It's been balanced out.
The auto... I'll just touch on the auto. It does a little bit. It flicks over to the guy, but it's very minimal. What I really like is the AI is better. It's going back to Far Cry 2, where they give you companions in this one now. So you get, there's 9, key companions or whatever, and then you can get 3 gun for hires. So first thing I do is the first civilian I rescue, I hire him as a gun. And all of a sudden, he's got, like, maybe a few hours into the game, he's got 30 kills, and he's got both abilities, and he's just like, my number one soldier. I send him in Army of One style.
Yeah, I saved and then turned my Xbox off and came back later. And then the guy I hired, the guy you're talking about, was gone. So I was like, oh, that sucks. But anyways, I hired this woman named Olivia Jones. And she's been doing okay, but she's not as smart as the old guy that you're talking about. Basically, like, I'm fighting a VIP cult person, and then... I die, and it, you can cling to life by pushing A, or you can just give up by pushing B. So I'm clinging to life, I'm like, oh, she'll come rescue me, and she's like 140 meters away. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm dying.
I see, for when I'm about to, like, so obviously there's outposts, just like the other Far Cry, there's outposts, and you make more money if you do them stealthily. So I kind of position my guy, like, you can give him little orders, right? Oh, go over here, distraction over here. Well, you sneak in, and then you can, they'll have him looking that way, and you can crouch out and take him down silently without them.
Yeah, and you can get a dog as well. I haven't gotten the dog yet, but you have.
Oh, yeah, the dog, I mean, I like having my gun for hire guy better than the dog, but the dog is definitely important. If you're going to take out an outpost, you can literally send your dog in. It's a dog, so they don't think anything suspicious of it, and you can send him to take guys out silently, and they won't be alarmed or anything like that.
That's cool. Yeah. The only really big stink I have about this game, and I know you feel the same way, is the vehicle driving has not been tightened up at all.
It is horrible. So if you're in any sort of car, you can't see what's going on, and there's, like, not to mention that the I feel like this might be a problem in the game later on. I'm not quite sure, but the roads are always so busy with cult people that you can't really get anywhere. So you'll be driving for like 5 minutes down the road, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a roadblock set up. And then it's like, boom, firefight. You get in another car. You drive for another 10 minutes, and you pass a truck. The truck pulls a U-ey, and now you've got a truck full of hillbillies after you.
Yeah, I flew the helicopter, and the helicopter controls were infuriating. I'm flying, like, you push A to ascend and B to descend, and then you use the left thumbstick to obviously decide where you're going. So naturally, I figured, oh, well, if I use right stick, I can look around in the helicopter while I'm flying, and that actually moves, it doesn't move you, the person, it moves the entire helicopter. So, like, if I want to look down, it, like, literally puts the helicopter in a nosedive, and you're just like, what is going on? It is so infuriating, and I just really wish, like, this is 2018, we should have vehicle controls figured out by now.
Have you got a chance to fly a plane yet?
No, not yet, but I'm not looking forward to that, because if the helicopter controls are silly, I'm sure that the plane controls will be even worse.
But it's probably a lot easier. See, that's probably what I have to do, is find a helicopter to get around, because it's probably so much easier of getting around in the air than it is trying to navigate through the dirt roads and all the checkpoints.
Yeah, and with a helicopter, you can land wherever you want, whereas a plane, it's like, oh, okay, we're going to ditch the plane and parachute in.
I was actually choked, too, because I was really excited to fly a helicopter, and it was, like, the first main town that I had gotten to. So I rescued a civilian, and I saw there was a helicopter on the map at the back corner. So I was stoked, ran back there, and then I, like, legit saw some other NPC run towards the helicopter, get in the helicopter, and fly away. I was heartbroken, and I haven't had a chance to fly one yet.
Yeah, I got to like a bar or something where you can customize your vehicles and stuff. And yeah, I came up and I saw a helicopter. I was like, is that a helicopter? Whoa! And I was super stoked. And then a bunch of people started shooting at me. So, and then there was a bear attacking as well. So I killed all of them. And then I turned around, my helicopter's gone. I'm like, no!
Oh, no, it's heartbreaking. Yeah, so that's why I'm going to have to be on the hunt for another helicopter. The best thing to drive in this game, though, are definitely, like, I haven't drove a motorcycle yet, but, like, the quads, super easy. You'll probably get to, like, a side mission later where you have to rip around on the ATVs and the quads, and, like, going through a forest of trees, that wasn't easy. Like, yeah, you're tailgating a helicopter, and the helicopter goes above a forest, and then so you have to rip into the bush and avoid these trees while you're, like, bombing through on this quad. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, the another issue I have with this game is it's not very clear on who is a civilian and who is an enemy, because it like really lights up the enemies. Like, basically, you can see them run around behind rocks and all this kind of stuff because it has them outlined. But it even put, for the civilians, it puts a couple of things on there, like a heads up display thing. But it's not very clear that they're civilians. So you're like, gotta shoot him, and it's like, don't kill civilians. It's like, well, I didn't know he's a civilian.
That's happened to me a couple times where I'm standing on the road and I trying to peg the drivers of the cults as they're driving in their van, so they just stop. So I pegged one and I'm like, oh, he's got a boatload of people in the back there. And I shot them through the window too. Killed 3 civilians. They were all tied up in the back.
I mean, we could just be dumb and not be perceptive at all, but I mean, if you're going to have a system in the game, a UI system where it's showing you who's who, it should be really, really clear, or don't have it at all. If you're wanting to create the realism of you have to figure out whether it's a cult person or a civilian on your own, then just don't have any of that kind of stuff in there.
And I'm also finding that this game is like, it's tough. The AI is good. It's not like, and like when you're watching, like I'm watching My Gun for Hire and them like go at it. Like My Gun for Hire is shooting to kill and theirs is too. Like 3 shots and you're dead. Like it seemed like before you, there's perks and stuff you can get, but like early on in the game, surviving is tough.
Yeah, and you have ammunition for like basically every gun in the game, but you can only carry 2. Which right now I'm doing the revolver and the sniper combo, which is actually doing really well for me. What about you?
My combo, I'm going with the AR, and then I have a silencer on that, and then I'm going with the pistol, and I've got a silencer on that as well. But I kind of want to try the. Well, that's the next thing to get into is perks. So you may be able to have all 4 guns, but like with the AR, you can only hold like 120 rounds or something, which is like, it's nothing. And I got the extended magazine, so I can hold like 100 shots in that before I have to reload. It makes like using different guns and like the challenges, you have to complete those to get perks. And so you need like something stupid, like 6 or 7 perks to get more ammo, more guns. So you really got to go, and it makes you go through and complete those challenges, which I really like.
I only have 1 perk point. And I spent it already, but I kind of want to save. You need 8 perk points to unlock a 3rd weapon slot, which honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, now that I have the sniper, I kind of don't really need right now.
No, but like you said, to get more perks, like you want to get sniper kills, you want to get 40 AR kills, you want to get pistol kills. Each time you complete a challenge, you get more perks. Also, for those who are looking to get ahead, pepper stashes. You go in there, you get those little magazines that put fishing and hunting spots on your map. It's an automatic perk point right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should do that then. I've only raided 1 prepper stash, and I got a crossbow, and I used that crossbow, and I got some stealth bonuses. So basically, you can if you finish a little area like with cult people, like finish a little area with cult people. That made sense. If you take on a bunch of cult people that are shooting at you and or whatever, and you do it without being detected, like sometimes they'll just shoot randomly in the direction that they think you're in, but they don't necessarily know that you're there. So if you can kill all of them without being detected, you get an undetected bonus, and it's like an extra $1,000, which is like huge in the beginning, because it's really, really hard to find money in this place. Like you might find, like, you know, you loot somebody, you get like $8 here, $7 here, $9 there, but or say you open a safe and you get like $200 here. So, you know,
again, tips for gamers who are struggling to make money. Good way to make money is hunting and skinning animals. So if you go to, I mean, all animals are worth something, but if you have perks into it, it's I'm not sure what perk it is exactly, but there's a hunting perk where you can double your skins that you collect off an animal, and you can sell skins at the at any shop for a lot of money. So you if you get like a cougar skin, which is worth like, say, $300-$400, and then you get the perk that doubles it, then you make an easy $900 on that skin.
Yeah, I haven't managed to kill an animal yet. A bear, I've been attacked by a bear twice, and I literally like unloaded everything I had into him, and then he ran away. I'm like, no, I'm working hard for it to get your pelt, man. Like, get back here.
Yeah, I at first, it's funny too, because I did a side quest where you had to kill, there was like infected bears, so you had to go kill them, and I was having the same trouble as you. I had just an AR with 120 rounds, I'd unload on it, and I'm like, oh, this isn't enough, pistol wasn't enough, so I started throwing dynamite charges at them, but it would ruin the meat, and it would ruin the pelt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's pretty cool to watch a bear explode, though.
There's another thing that bothered me there's, in some instances, you can't do what you want. Like, you can't just play the game however you want. Like, I went to the county jail, and I'm fighting off a horde of cult people, like, attacking the jail. And then three trucks drove in with speakers in the back, and it draws in these angel people that are, like, screwed up looking people. They got, like, an aura, like, a gassy aura around them, and they're wearing, like, hospital masks, and they basically take, like, 8 shots to die, I swear to God. But anyways, so these speakers draw them in, and they're like, oh, blow up the truck, stop those angels from coming in, blah. And you do have to do that. So I ran out, and I threw dynamite, and I threw Molotov cocktails at it, and, like, the trucks would, like, not have a scratch on them, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? But what they wanted you to do is use a rocket launcher and blow them up with a rocket launcher. It's like, well, I should have the option to do whatever I want as long as the mission gets done.
Was the rocket launcher, like, in the area? Did they give you one at least?
Yeah, there was a rocket launcher in the area.
Yeah, see, that's kind of garbage because similar to me, I was doing a side mission where there was like, you have to blow up one of these trucks, and there's like 6 trucks instead of speakers. They got machine guns in the back, and I'm in a car beside me, and I'm whipping Molotov cocktails beside me, and then the whole truck's catching on fire. So that's kind of weird in that instance that they made you do that when it's like, when you're rolling around the streets of Hope County, you can pretty much, like, you can plant, like, those plastic explosives on the ground. So you plant one, and then I would go, like, a little further down, plant another, and then just wait for those trucks to come by, and then boom, boom, just have them blow up. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying the combat. You can, on the last note where I said it's, like, in some instances it doesn't give you a lot of choice, whereas when you're going into, you know, gun-to-gun combat or whatever, it gives you a lot of choice, where you can go in stealthily, you can send your gun for hire around and distract them, and you can attack from behind, you can snipe them from the hillside, you can send your dog in. Like, there's a lot more options in terms of gun combat. But when you're in an instance like with the jail, where it's like you're holding down the fort and you can't really go anywhere, now you're kind of stuck, and they're basically divvying up your hand for you.
Yeah, that can be frustrating. But hopefully we don't notice a lot of that. But I mean, that's not a killer for me. I mean, the lack of customization is kind of funny. You brought that up. When you're creating your character at first, come on, what is that? I got like some plaid blue shirt and a bald, either white or black character. That's it. Like, there was no, like, you can't even have a beard.
I like how the whole point of taking off your sheriff's costume or sheriff's outfit was to blend in, and then, like, within 10 minutes, you're the most wanted person on the whole game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't really see your character anyway. Like, there's no mirrors or anything, or you don't see him in the reflection of the water or any of that.
No, that was another weird thing, too, is, like, they say, oh, here's some customization options. You can wear a hat, you can have, like, a buzzed head, but you don't hear or see him ever. But I guess that's been a theme in Far Cry.
Yeah, what did you... I haven't played a Far Cry game since the first one in, like, 2005 or whatever it was. And... so this is a interesting game to be playing for me right now, and especially to be reviewing it, since I haven't played a Far Cry game since the first one. So how many Far Crys have you played?
See, that's the other thing too, is I haven't played that many myself either. Like, I've just heard from research and stuff that it's a lot like 3, but they're doing new things, like being able to completely explore the map and having the story unfold in front of you. But then a lot of it is got that Far Cry 3 feel to it, where you're looting outposts and whatnot. But I did play Primal, however, and I wasn't the biggest fan of Far Cry Primal.
Yeah, I didn't hear very many good things about that. It just, I haven't researched it a whole bunch, but I know you go back to the caveman days, and it's all like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're back in the caveman days, and there's another group coming in and trying to, like, take over. So it's pretty much you and this female cave woman, and you're trying to build a tribe. So you're trying to go out and get other cavemen to come to your tribe, and you're trying to build your little base up. you don't really get many weapon options. I mean, you get different versions of bows and spears and stuff like that. You fight some pretty cool animals, but there just wasn't enough to... It just felt like too much grinding for me.
Was it level-based in Primal?
You would get different... Like, your spears and your weapons would have different levels. And your huts and your village would have different levels. But I don't believe it was level-based.
I mean, level-based... Well, they did level-based in Assassin's Creed Origins, and although it was fine, I just would rather find weapons that are better, I guess, instead of just leveling up your character.
Yeah, see, this is like, after a while, you would find better ingredients, you could make better spears and better bows and stuff. So your weapons did have a level, but you didn't.
Cool. So I just want to go play Sea of Thieves, eh?
We hit the 30-minute mark.
Mark and I are planning to play Sea of Thieves after this because we haven't played very much of that. And Mark's newly found gamer tag, Absurd Jeans, needs some online time.
That was a random one. So, for all you who don't know, I'm a PS4 player who just got an Xbox. And I was making my profile, and I was just trying to do it quickly because we were going to redo the Sea of Thieves podcast, and I just wanted to play it for a bit. And I quickly did it, and I put my name in, but I didn't see that where it's like, oh, pick your online ID. And so randomly load the game up, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm pretty sure it's just my name. And then Absurd Jeans 2021 pops up. So, yeah, add me up on Xbox Live.
Yeah, and if you want to add me, Taken Grace... there's a space in the middle. It's like the most original name ever because it doesn't have like XXX or any of that randomness in it. But anyways, so in Far Cry 5, is there anything that... There's three DLCs coming out. There's the zombies, there's the Mars one, and then there's one other one. Is there anything in there that kind of interests you, or have you looked into it?
I haven't actually looked into it yet. What's the zombie one about? Have you looked into it at all?
No, I haven't, but... I don't know. I'm curious to see how much content's actually in the game because I'm 35% done the first region and there's three regions and I've only been playing for like maybe 2.5 hours total. So I'm curious to see how much actual gameplay there is. There is a online.
Yeah, there is co-op online. That doesn't affect you in your story though. Like you can't. I think co-op is separate from. Like you're like I thought you'd be able to take a buddy and like play each other's stories and then that would help you through, but no, I thought you could. One more thing, we didn't touch on the level maker, which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot to that. Like you can pretty much, for if you don't know, you can go in and you can make your own Far Cry 5 level, like the terrain. Everything, but you almost have to be like, you know, a little bit of a game designer to actually do it and make them fun.
Oh, really? Is that in the arcade? Is that where it is?
I think it's in the arcade. Yeah, it's in the arcade. You can actually make your own. Yeah, make your own level. So I'm actually I'm curious to see what people come up with and if it's going to be fun, if it's going to be worth it, because everything you collect in arcade will help you in your single player quest.
Yeah, I checked out the arcade, but I didn't start playing the arcade. So, yeah, I don't know. I have a bad feeling that Far Cry 5 is only going to be like 10 hours long, and then we have to buy all the DLC to get another like 15 hours of gameplay. Like that seems to be the new trend of video games today.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about that too. I'm trying to savor it. I'm going through doing all the side quests, checking out all the places. So I'm probably maybe six hours in, and I'm probably like almost halfway through the first region, but I don't play as fast as you.
Yeah, I'm ripping through it, but yeah, I paid $92 for the game, so I kind of don't feel the incentive to buy the season pass.
Oh, buds, me too. I paid $92 for like, and what does that even give you? It gave you a bunch of packs of stuff, but I haven't really noticed what it's given me in game. You know what I mean?
Well, there's the Ubisoft Club. I don't know if you're on that yet or not, but
I think I am. I think
Yeah, I checked it out this morning. You get like a free car and a different skin of something, and it didn't. I don't know. None of them really jumped out at me. I mean, you can get the car, but it can't drive worth the hell anyway.
Oh, really? So they give you a crappy car for $92?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I guess time will tell. Like, I'm kind of interested if they're going to be doing, like, with zombies. Like, how's that going to work? Is that going to be a multiplayer mode? Is it multiplayer DLC, or...
You just want to play, like, COD Zombies. Like, that's what you're thinking of right now, isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking of right now. Are they going to do it like COD Zombies?
Probably not, obviously, exactly like it. But, I want a little bit more multiplayer-ness of the game. That's you guys working together. I mean, there is something like that in the game, but I want something... a little bit more fleshed out.
Well, yeah, like kind of have to have that, right? Because the replay value would, there's only like the level maker and that's it. Like playing, if you're gonna do a multiplayer co-op thing, you gotta have, it's gotta be worth to do. Like, you gotta have some sort of goal or have a reward that's going to benefit you in single player. So I hope your fears of it only being like a 12 to 15 hour game, I could see that. I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to play a little more and find out.
Yeah. I wonder if they're probably going to keep the same map. Like, once you beat the main campaign, it's like, oh, cult leader buddy's dead. Like, now what? So then now that we're going to introduce these new problems is probably what it's going to be. So then you got to play the whole map over again with this new set of problems.
I could see that, and that I wouldn't mind that, because the map is huge. Like, are you kidding me? The map is pretty big. Like, I don't know if it's as big as Origins.
Origins is way bigger.
This one's pretty big, but like, it's got a big enough map.
All right, we should wrap things up here. What anything else you got to say about Far Cry 5 before we sign off?
It's a great game. If you enjoyed number 3, you'll probably enjoy this one, and it's worth checking out.
If you have $92, well, $92 Canadian, it's probably like $80 US.
Well, it was 60. No, it was 80. 80 for just the game itself, and then 92 was for the starter pack where you got the extra stuff.
Oh no, I bought the protection. I always get protection on the games when I buy them.
See, I ordered mine off the PlayStation store. So I like, they always give you like the regular game, a bundle, and then Seasons Pass.
I bought the game hard copy so I can give it to Will so he can play it when I'm done. Alright guys, so thanks a lot for listening to our podcast. Remember about those contests from the beginning, so I'll just say them again. Just share any one of our things, Facebook page, retweet something, a YouTube video, share any of those, and with the hashtag VGN loot, and you could win some prizes from us at VGN here. And the other one was the art contest, so definitely go to our website at videogamesnow.ca to check that out, and we will be announcing the winners next Sunday in the next podcast here. So anyways, thanks a lot for listening, and leave us a like and a comment on our social media pages, and we want to hear your feedback. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.